Let's read the excerpt.
Miterem Shaadam Sigel Leatzmo.
Excerpt number one, Rabash. Before a person qualifies himself to be fit to receive wholeness, he cannot see the length of the way that he has already traversed on his way toward the goal of wholeness. For only at the end of his work he will be able to see, but not midway, since he will not be able to receive his abundance before he has complete vessels that are ready for it. This is why we must brace ourselves and say that we are already near the king's palace. For every penny joins into a great amount.
And
perhaps soon we will see that the gate is open before us and we will be rewarded with entering, delighting with the king.
Again. Let's continue.
Excerpt number two by Rabash. It is also known that our vessels come from the breaking of the vessels. The breaking of the vessels means that we want to use the vessels of reception in order to receive, and this is regarded as separation from the Creator. This occurred in the upper worlds. And also through the sin of the tree of knowledge, where the vessels fell into the klipot, shells. And we must elevate them, because we come from their vessels. By working with our desires to receive, which come from there, in order to bestow, we correct each time a piece of these vessels which are in the klipot, in the shells, and raise them to holiness by wanting to work only with the aim to bestow contentment upon the Creator.
And each time and each day,
pieces of the klipot, of the shells called in order to receive, are sorted. They are corrected so they can be used in order to bestow. The order is that a piece is elevated to holiness, and then we come down to a state of reception once again, and we even forget that there is the matter of bestowal. But then we receive an ascent once more, and take the part of the will to receive in us, overcome it, and correct it to work in order to bestow. This repeats itself each time until we acquire a certain measure of reception that has received the correction of bestowal. To that extent, there will be room for the upper abundance to enter. And this vessel is made by adding all the ascents that one had into one vessel. As it is written, penny by penny joins into a great amount.
Questions.
Excerpt
number three, Rabash. For example, a king wanted to send a large number of gold coins to his son overseas. But all of his countrymen were thieves and swindlers, and he did not have one loyal messenger. So what did he do? He divided and broke all the coins into pennies and sent them through many messengers, so that the joy of stealing would not be worth blemishing the glory of the kingship. In this way, through an order of times in many souls, it is possible, through the illumination of the days, to scrutinize all the holy sparks that were robbed by the klipot, by the shells, due to the sin of the tree of knowledge. The meaning of many souls is division into inner lights, and many days means division into outer lights. And each penny accumulates into the amount of great light with which Adam HaRishon sinned, and then will be the end of correction.
Where are we?
It's right that the reward is the lack. Excerpt number 4. We must always consider the goal, which is to do good to his created beings. And if the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, he should not reply with lame excuses. Rather say, now with your questions, I can begin with the work of bestowal.
If I go above the questions in those states, or I've done something, I'm in a certain state, and the evil inclination comes to me and asks me why, what for, let it be. It's not for you. If I go above it, this is called above reason.
This means we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it is giving us a place to work.
The evil inclination comes specifically to give him a place to work,
by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcame accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli, a vessel, for the reception of the abundance.
This is huge, what is telling us, Rabash.
Number five. Go ahead. By the Rabash. Each day, when a person digs the foundation, he digs into the depth of the ground and does not go back to working on what he has already worked yesterday. But the progress is in deepening. And the measure of the depth of the digging is until he receives a genuine need for the Creator's help, to help him have the desire to work in order to bestow. Penny by penny accumulates into a great amount. Finally, from all the digging, he arrives at such a depth that it is possible to build on it a building that is worthy of being rewarded with the Neran Chai of the Neshama, with which one should be rewarded.
Beautifully put.